Welcome to Crit Like a Girl, where it's all sugar, spice, and everything dice.
Last time on Crit Like a Girl, our heroes decide to go into the forest to see where the disease inflicted on the townsfolk of Alrost is coming from. They enlist the help of Elegance, a young cleric that was initially helping the sick townsfolk, and Bee, an eccentric old lady who welcomes our heroes with open arms. Together, the group traverses to a cave where some interesting lichen is growing. Could this be causing sickness to the forest itself? And this week, that's where our story begins.
As you move forward, I will say, Poppy, you're getting to a point where the tree cover above is dense enough that Pudge is having a hard time keeping an eye on you and on the surrounding area through how dense the foliage is.
In that case, she will call him back down towards them, so he'll fly, but just like a little bit ahead of them instead of like high.
Flies down and lands on your shoulder and nibbles the top of your ear a little bit and then takes off and just flutters in front of you guys a little ways. As you continue forward, is there a specific a way that you are traveling, I suppose?
I would say if we could follow the fungus and kind of continue in the general direction of the southeast would make the most sense to me. You know, if any of the other party members are kind of keeping their eyes out, if they hear anything dangerous or anything like that, obviously, you know, maybe we should diverge. But otherwise, just the southeast direction and looking for more concentrated fungus patches, I would say.
Everybody can go ahead and make me a perception check. Moving forward, those of you who got a 16 are able to kind of follow this lichen and very quickly are able to tell that it is growing in places where the sunlight does not reach easily. You are kind of able to pick out this pattern, Sildwyn, and kind of put it together and look around and kind of almost tell, be like, okay, well, the sun wouldn't reach over there, so there should be more over there. And if you kind of move, you're able to see that. And you are able to pick out that there is kind of an area of forest where the trees are extremely dense as you move more east than south at this point. And eventually you are kind of butting up where the trees kind of cluster up against the kind of stone of the base of some of the more southern mountains here. And there are areas where the tree roots have actually kind of grown into the mountainside in gnarled ways and has kind of created these crevices and broken areas in the stone. And you are able to see a very faint light in that same bioluminescent color coming from this kind of crevice in the stonework.
Okay, and this is nothing like the weird fungus that we saw the other night, is it?
It does not appear to be the same thing, only in that even as you get close, there seems to be no movement towards you. There seems to be no active, like, hostility the way there was the other night.
Right, because that was another weird fungus. There's just a lot of weird fungus in this area, guys. There are quite a few fungus among us, apparently. Okay.
Oh, dear.
Find this crevice. I'm not going to touch it. Like, is this thing overrun with lichen around it? Like, this is not a good idea to get close to, sort of thing?
It is not necessarily overrun. There are a lot of patches, but as you kind of look in, and this is about, you would say, about 3 feet wide. Like, if you squeeze, you could get into here.
Get into there, though, if I can make sure I'm not touching any weird glowing lichen.
I don't know that you could necessarily get into it without touching any of it, but you could get into that without, like, you wouldn't be walking into huge patches of it. But you can see that very dim light from further in that tells you, yeah, there's probably a lot of it down there if you are able to see it from the outside.
So do we want to just set this cave on fire, or...
Yeah, I think fire's a great idea.
Should we go in? What if there's someone in there?
They're probably not.
They're probably just ahead.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. That's a legitimately good point. Well, I mean, if you think it's safe, I don't know. What if there's a bear in there? We're going to set a bear on fire. There's a lot of bears around here, ladies.
Elegance?
Yeah.
Do you know that, like, normal light works? Or does it have to be, like, daylight? Or can fire? Well, probably you don't light people on fire who are looking for help from you, though, huh?
We definitely haven't tried setting any of the patients on fire. It's only all our spells that seem to have any real effect.
I mean, it might go beyond. There might be more inside. I'd be willing to go in. Lord knows I've got the alcohol for it.
I suppose try to slip inside this nasty-looking cave.
Now, as we go in, just everybody avoid that lichen if you can. If I could, just for a little flair, could I, like, kind of druid craft and just keep crafting just, like a lily pad type thing to kind of push the stuff out of the way if it starts to touch anybody as they go under the crevice?
You can absolutely kind of just grow a lily pad kind of in your hand, like one of those wide, kind of waxy flat leaves, and keep it between you and the lichen.
Okay, and then I'll just kind of hold it up as you guys all go in. After everybody's in, I'll kind of just use that to get in myself, and then I'll just let it go.
As you move inside, it is dim light. There is enough of that bioluminescence to kind of see by. Poppy is seeing a lot of silhouettes, but she can kind of make out at least where she's going. Can I get a marching order for this?
I guess she's in the back because she held it.
True.
I would be behind Elegance because I wouldn't let her go last.
So I probably am not leading, but maybe second or third. If nobody wants second, I'll take second. If not, I'll take third.
I can go in front and cast light so that it's brighter.
Sildwyn?
Somewhere in the middle.
So I'm thinking it's Zuri, Poppy, Sildwyn, Elegance, me, then B.
Yeah, Elegance will kind of nervously actually seek out your hand at this point.
Remember, Poopy is an excellent human shield.
You can't see it, but she rolled her eyes.
Right. I'll keep that in mind.
B's just giggling in the back. Like, Poopy.
Zuri, you cast light?
Yes, Zuri casts light, and just as they're slowly walking, just like kind of moving around, trying to see everywhere in front of them.
So you edge through this crevice, and you are the first one in. The crevice goes in for 3 or 4 feet where the kind of cracked stonework is, and then kind of begins to widen out. And after maybe 10 or 15 feet or so, it does open up into kind of this naturally formed tunnel. It's very clear that, like, no one has been here in a very long time, if ever. The stone is kind of rough hewn all around you, and you can kind of tell where it, like, splits and breaks and is not necessarily meant for people to go in through it. There are some marks of possibly animals that have been through here in the past, kind of like faint scratches along the walls that look very old, and kind of along some of those areas is where the lichen is really growing deep. As you get further in, the walls are becoming coated, like absolutely covered in this, and it's opening out enough. It's about 10 feet wide as you continue going, so you can walk without brushing up against it, but it is very clear that the further in you get, the heavier this plant growth is becoming.
Oh, it goes in quite a ways.
And as you all continue marching forward, you begin to notice as the tunnel continues kind of widening out into very slowly almost a cavern, 15 and then 20 feet wide, just forming a wider and wider tunnel. And you begin to see places where the lichen is no longer just clinging to the walls, but almost growing from wall to wall above you in these kind of net-like swaths. Anyone who would like to can make a nature check. These stone walls are beginning to kind of round out, and kind of looking at this lichen in the light, the very faint, dim light at the edge of Zuri's spell, you can kind of see a pattern in the way the lichen is hanging, and you would almost, it's weird, it almost looks like it's cobwebs, sort of.
Oh no, no, no.
Oh boy.
Real quick, I need everyone to roll initiative. Sildwyn, you just barely manage to step out of the way as this webbing kind of lashes itself across your arm and threatens to take you with it. And you manage to, like, yank your arm free as the webbing hits the ground and kind of sticks there. The area 5 feet around you in every direction is now considered difficult terrain, but you are not restrained.
Oh, that's good.
Nice dodge.
From above you, you hear this kind of skittering sound as this large creature begins kind of crawling down from the edge of this lichen-covered webbing. You can see it in the dark. Its eyes are kind of clouded and milky, and for a moment you think it's blind, and then you realize, I mean, it probably is blind, but it is probably blind because there is lichen growing over its eye sockets. And all along its back, you can kind of see growing kind of mycelium and these wispy fingers of fungus as there are cordyceps kind of growing all over this spider, and it makes these kind of jerky motions with its leg, hisses, and it's this kind of raspy burbling noise that does not sound anything like a living creature. Poppy, you're first in initiative, having noticed these spider webs before anyone else.
I'm gonna flex some of my new abilities. She is going to look at that spider thing and be like, you know, fuck that, bro. And point her finger at it, and the sound of a bell will just kind of ring out around everybody.
Go ahead and describe for me what it looks like and feels like using these powers for the first time since you have received them.
So when she points, her finger is going to look kind of like the tip of it'll go like black and kind of shoot forward, but not too much. And it'll just kind of look like a smoky purple with some black in it. And when the bell rings and her spell is successful, the creature is going to just sudden kind of look like something's just eating away at wherever the spell hit it. He's going to be like, yeah. And then to cast this, so she will take her finger, and she'll actually be using her left hand when she does this. So she'll take her hand and she'll raise it, and with a finger she will draw a circle in the air and then kind of like push it forward towards the creature and cast Hex on it. And the circle will kind of also shimmer with that like smoky black purple.
At the moment, all of you are kind of in a line or moving as a group, and this spider is kind of above you. Would you like to move anywhere?
I'm going to go move in front of Zuri.
I will say that the spider is about 40 feet in the air, kind of hanging on this wall. B, you kind of hear that this skittering, and see Poppy begin to cast some sort of, you would guess, religious or holy spells. What do you do?
If it seems like there's a scrabble or some kind of, you know, there's some kind of fighting going on, am I able to move up past next to where the action is? Like, is it, it's open enough that I can go up next to?
Where you are in is about 20 feet wide. So there is plenty of room for you guys to move around.
So B's going to run over next to Poppy, and she's going to just point above, and she's going to cast Entangle. Grasping vines are going to kind of sprout, I guess, out of the walls next to it. Careful, everyone! Creepy spider!
Zuri, Poppy has just kind of gotten between you and this spider that is now being entangled by these vines growing out of the walls and kind of holding it in place about 40 feet above you. What do you do?
While Poppy and B are running up to be in front of her, she's seeing the spider and then casts Vicious Mockery.
Oh.
She covers her nose and says, oh my god, you smell like a mix between ogre toads and rancid toad breast milk.
So the spider does not seem affected by your insult. It just screeches at you in irritation, it seems like, but you can't tell if that's you or if that is the fact that it is now being held to the wall by vines. Would you like to move, or are there any bonus actions you would like to do?
I would like to inspire B. Right. And Zuri's gonna point to her and say, don't fuck it up.
Oh, I'm so motivated.
Looking around, Elegance, who has seemed kind of petrified this entire time, is going to... She's still holding hands with Jinx, I believe. So she is going to close her eyes and reach into her pocket and pull out kind of a scrap of paper, and very quickly and quietly under her breath recite a quick prayer, and around you, Jinx, there's this shimmering field. For the next 10 minutes, you have a +2 to your AC. Ooh. And she casts Shield of Faith on you. And then she is going to take a couple of steps backwards, just seeming very nervous. And she's going to try and help Zuri. She's also going to cast Light to kind of help light up the area. So she will actually reach and touch. She will move up near Poppy if she can, and she will touch very briefly Pudge on the back. Does Pudge allow this?
Yeah.
Then he does not have to make a save, and he begins very faintly glowing. The spider is going to try and break out of this, and it currently has disadvantage on strength checks. Kind of screeches and wriggles around and seems very frustrated and begins kind of kicking around. And as it does, the webbing that is nearby and on it begins to kind of shake violently. And you do hear in the distance the sound of more skittering. Sildwyn, there is a very angry spider, and there may be more coming.
So the first thing Sildwyn is going to do is cast Barkskin on herself. But as she does that, she's going to do that and then use her bonus action to turn into a direwolf. So at this point, you now have a giant bark-covered wolf in your midst. She's still in the middle of this hazardous terrain. I'm just going to try and move. I'm gonna move under it.
By moving directly under it, you are putting yourself at the front of the group, so you know.
I'm fine with that. I am a wolf. I'm at the front of the group.
Jinx, you are surrounded in a glowing, very kind of faint blue light, and very faintly in your ears you can hear the sound of like waves crashing on the shore, and you are protected for the moment. What are you doing?
She's gonna grasp her holy symbol and look up at the spider, and she's gonna be like, I don't feel like being an insect today. She's going to kind of engulf it in a flame-like radiance. You'll take 5 points of radiance damage!
It screeches as this radiant light surrounds it, and so this kind of like yellow-orange light surrounds it and just kind of sears into it between the vines, almost seems to make the vines more vibrant even as the spider kind of shrinks away and screeches in pain.
Yeah, get him!
anything else you would like to do on your turn, Jinx?
She'll also take Elegance's hand and hold it a little closer and pat it.
At the end of your turn, Jinx, and at the top of the round, you hear this kind of clicking sound from a little bit deeper in the cave, and this kind of scatter of things moving along the walls. And you see a few more of these spiders, not nearly as big as this one. They seem about half the size, but they are still rather large, about probably 3 feet in diameter. And about 4 of these begin skittering across the floor towards you, Sildwyn. 2 of them are going to try and kind of stop in front of you and attack you. The other 2 are going to kind of try and surround you, not really leaving your space, but trying to get at the people who are directly behind you. 2 hits against the direwolf, 1 against Poppy, and 1 against V. Sildwyn does I don't think a 12 hits you with Barkskin. Does a 21 hit you?
Yeah, the 21 definitely hits, but the 12 not, thankfully. Barkskin saves the day.
I need you to make a constitution saving throw as this thing sinks its teeth into you. First things first, you are going to take 7 points of piercing damage. You are paralyzed until the end of your next turn.
Oh no, okay.
As it kind of injects you with this fungus and this poison that kind of burns into you and just makes all of your muscles seize up all at once.
So basically it just bites right through the bark, and Sildwyn's like, ugh, cramp. Collapses.
Poppy, ooh, does a 25 hit you? You are also going to take 7 points of damage, and I do need a constitution saving throw. Yeah, ooh. You are fine. You feel this kind of burn, and you are able to kind of shrug it off. You're used to worse than this. So you are going to take 8 points of damage, and I do need that con save from you as well. You feel this bite, and you feel this burn and this venom, and you have had too much alcohol. You were too loose. You're great. You're feeling fine.
Fantastic.
Poppy, you have just been bitten by a spider. Sildwyn in front of you is locked up and kind of very tense, and there are not only the large spider on the ceiling, but several smaller ones kind of surrounding Sildwyn at this point and jumping up at you.
All right, so
we're in a pickle now, you guys.
Do I have a direct line to hit the bigger spider?
Yeah, it's 40 feet above you. You have the ability to hit it, but
okay. so not really. All right. And then it's got a bunch of babies around.
All of which do seem to be kind of infected with that same, like, these cordyceps that make their movements very jerky and even more so than a normal spider, just, like, the legs twitch at awkward and, like, uneven angles. It's not great.
Okay, so Poppy will run up to one of the nearby spiders, and she will pull out her short sword and give it a good old swing, and Pudge will also at the same time go on like the opposite side of where she's swinging and just start like furiously pecking at these things.
Are you going straight Duo's Prey, or are you doing any antics?
I am doing Duo's Prey.
You slash into the spider, and with Pudge helping you, you look like you do a lot of damage to this spider. It does not look pleased as it kind of gurgles and hisses at you in that same kind of watery, uncomfortable sort of way. It does not sound natural, but it does sound hurt. B.
Unfortunately, there's not a lot B can do. Her spell, she's keeping the large spider up at above us, and she has to concentrate on it. So I can't really move. I feel like if I do, I'm going to probably take attacks of opportunity. Holding my hand up, I'm holding, I guess, wherever I just got jabbed by the stupid baby spider, and I'm just holding my hand up to keep concentration as much as I can above us. B would just probably yell, a little help over here, children! And she's just gonna stay right where she is.
Zuri
is going to draw her short bow and aim it at the big spider and attempt to hit it.
You draw back your bow and fire.
Yeah.
Kind of glances off its side, hitting some of the cordyceps on its back and kind of scraping them off, but it doesn't seem to actually pierce the actual flesh of the spider itself, unfortunately.
And she's just, for her bonus action, she's going to pull another arrow and knock it.
Elgin's is concentrating on Shield of Faith, so she will kind of pull back and, squeezing Jinx's hand and kind of hiding behind her, will extend a hand over your shoulder, Jinx, and aim it towards the spider that is on the ceiling, and she will cast Guiding Bolt. You see this kind of like blue beam that kind of looks like flowing water kind of shoot up towards the ceiling and crash into this spider like a wave. And it leaves behind this kind of sparkling light. Next attack at the larger spider is at advantage, and it does take a chunk of damage and does not seem happy about it. And she will kind of look back at you, and I don't have a lot of spells left after that, so we could maybe speed this up. The spider, not happy about that, is going to forego trying to break free, knowing that it is under the weakening effects of the hex spell, and kind of sensing its own weakness at the moment, is going to look towards the person who is most isolated at the moment. Would be Jinx and Elegance. And Elegance just hit it, so it is going to fire off in that direction, and you two are within 5 feet of each other, so I need dexterity saving throw from you, Jinx. This web kind of slams into you, Jinx, and wraps around you, and you can feel your arms getting kind of like bound to your sides and sticking. You are restrained. On your turn, you can make a strength check to try and burst out of the webbing, if you would like to.
Good thing I am so strong.
The rest of you can also see this webbing and see that Jinx is starting to struggle against it being held in place.
Dang spider webs.
Sildwyn, you are paralyzed.
I can't do anything, right?
You're not.
I'm just gonna stand here and I'll recover at the end of my turn.
So yeah.
Kind of like shakes herself free.
Yeah, at the end of your turn, you shake yourself free, loosen up. Jinx.
I guess that I shall try to use my magnificent strength to rip these webs apart.
So you're struggling for a minute and you can't quite seem to, and then you find this one spot and you find purchase and you manage to rip it apart.
Just gonna flex a little bit.
The same two are going to go after you, Sildwyn, seeing that you're kind of a little bit vulnerable to this.
All right. So I get hit by both of these?
Yes. So you are going to take 17 total damage, and I need two constitution saving throws. You are again paralyzed.
So Sildwyn, she like gets up, she shakes herself, she's like, yeah, I'm ready to go, and then she gets bit again and just like freezes.
Poppy, does a 15 hit you?
Damn it, yes.
I should say, Since she's getting struck and the paralysis and everything, does that affect her concentration in any way for her bark skin spell?
Yes. Go ahead and roll a constitution saving throw. Yeah, so unfortunately your bark skin does fade at this point. You are still a wolf. Poppy, go ahead and make a constitution saving throw, and you do take 6 damage as this spider that you just hit bites into you. Yeah. You are great. You are good to be. An 11 is probably not going to hit you.
It does not, by a miracle.
Yeah, so this spider jumps up at you and kind of lashes out, and you just kind of sidestep it.
Excellent.
Poppy, you are still feeling up and okay, and it is your turn.
The spider that I hit before, or she's going to look at it and just point her sword towards it with her index finger kind of like sticking out a little bit, and that will make another belt. And
so it unfortunately does not seem affected by this dolorous ringing sound that is echoing through the cave. You are on deck.
Truthfully, you guys, and I'm so sorry I'm being a lame-o, I'm just going to keep, I'm keeping that big spider up there, I'm keeping my concentration, and I'm just kind of using my old lady foot to just kind of push the spiders that are all up in my grill back as much as I can, but I can't really do anything else, so that's all I'm doing, just maintaining concentration for my turn.
Zuri.
We're going to try and shoot the damn spider again.
All right, big one or little ones?
The big one.
All right, you draw back your arrow again, take aim.
And I completely miss.
Is it still under the guiding bolt?
It is still under the guiding bolt. You do have advantage.
Okay.
Yeah, it is still kind of shimmering with that faint blue light. Some of the softer areas where the lichen is not quite covering. It definitely screeches at that. It does not look happy. It's kind of beginning to twitch and jerk in these vines. It does not look like it's hanging on super well at the moment. It's kind of sagging into the vines a little. Eliance is going to move forward and go ahead and find... She's going to kind of trying to weave in between these spiders a little bit. She's going to reach up and touch you, Sildren, and she's going to use her second level spell slot to cast Lesser Restoration on you.
Oh, okay. Yay.
You are relieved of the paralyzed condition as the toxin kind of eases out a little bit, and Elegance kind of looks at the spiders around her and kind of regrets her life choices a little bit. But you are unparalyzed, and she does kind of like try and tuck herself up against you, Sildwyn, for safety, because you are a giant wolf at the moment.
Yes, use me.
That feels like the safest place for her to be.
Shield.
Giant spider in the ceiling. Does get back its thing. Is going to aim at Jinx again because she's by herself. Jinx, please make a dexterity saving throw. You are able to duck out of the way of this webbing now, knowing that it might be coming. You are able to duck around it and skip free. And the spider just kind of hisses and gurgles and kind of tugs fruitlessly against the vines. Sildren, it's your turn. You are not paralyzed.
Hey, nice. I'm not paralyzed, and I have 2 spiders that are currently attacking me. I'm going to try and hit one of these small ones. I don't think either of them have been damaged, so it doesn't really matter.
There's one just behind you that has been pretty heavily damaged, that Poppy took a swing at, but that is behind you. You do still have 2 in front of you that are kind of threatening.
I think I'm going to stick with the 2 in front of me. And because of the fact that Elegance is right next to me, do I get pack tactics?
You do. Elegance is your ally.
Wonderful. Okay, so I am going to roll for this bite attack.
That will absolutely hit as you stick your fangs into this. Okay, this thing looks extremely hurt. Yes, it did make its saving throw. It does manage to stay not going prone, but barely, because it looks like it is hanging on by a thread.
Very good. That's 2 spiders nearly down.
We're moving and grooving. We're getting there, everybody.
Jinx, it is your turn, and you are free of the webbing.
She is going to look up at the big spider, really annoyed. She's going to take her holy symbol and kind of toss it. It won't go anywhere because like it's attached to her. But like toss it. She's shooting a web and casts Guiding Bolt through it.
Describe what your guiding bolt looks like as it pierces through this spider and kills it.
This is probably not what it will normally look like, but I would like for it to be like a little web of flowers, but still like a little web that's just gonna pierce the spider. And she's gonna go, "Do not like you!"
So this thing becomes entangled in a different kind of web with these flowers all around it that are kind of piercing into it. And it kind of goes slack in these entangling vines and just kind of swings there limp. The baby spiders do seem distressed by this and kind of are skittering and beginning to move around very erratically. They are still going to try and attack, but they are going to do so with disadvantage without the guidance of the larger one. Okay, the first one at disadvantage is a 22 to hit you, Sildwyn. You are paralyzed.
I'm still a wolf.
The second one is going to also go for you.
Sildwyn's just doing your best impression of like a living statue the whole time.
Sildwyn, you, that since you are paralyzed, that is critical damage. That is, as it bites.
In which case, she is no longer a wolf.
You change back into Sildwyn, kind of standing there, your muscles stiff and paralyzed. Poppy, that is a 18 to hit you. Has double 12s. So you are going to take 12 damage, and I do need a constitution saving throw. Actually, 2 to see if you maintain hex, though you can swap it on your next turn.
Poppy is looking a little rough now.
The last one. I think the dice like you, because I don't think an 11 hits you, B.
No, it does not! I love you, dice!
Poppy, it is your turn. You are still concentrating on hex, though it is now a dead creature that is hexed, and you are able to swap it if you would like to.
What is around me that is already hurt?
There are 2 very, very close to being dead spiders, and 2 of those smaller spiders that look whole, if frantic and distracted.
Okay, I'm gonna do it on one of the ones that's closest to me that looks like it is like pretty rough. Okay, she is going to take her sword and she's just gonna take her blade and take a good old hack at this thing.
And I don't believe there's any possible way that you cannot kill this thing.
It's a 9 damage total.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, that absolutely does it. Yeah, you swing down into that spider and you kind of feel that necrotic force kind of sucking the life out of it, in addition to you just piercing through it, and it twitches and does that thing where it kind of curls into itself. You are no longer next to a spider if you would like to move at all.
Yes. I will actually, I'm next to Sildwyn right now, right?
Yes, you are next to Sildwyn. Elegance is kind of on her other side.
I will stay where I am for right now.
B, you are still focused on your entangle, but it is not entangling a living creature anymore.
As soon as I see that Zuri had killed the big spider, B would just drop that spell and she would just turn around and just put her hand up and just freaking facepalm one of these spider assholes that's right in front of her face, and she's just gonna poison spray.
Okay, it has disadvantage. That is a 19 and a 1.
Oh, thank God, that was so
lucky.
Roll
damage. Hey, that spider does not look great. Definitely, as soon as you hit it, it begins kind of like looking. Its movements become more sluggish by the moment. It kind of, even though it with its erratic movements, you see it kind of beginning to kind of slow and like struggle to move around very well. Is there anything else you would like to do on your turn?
Is there any way that I can take a couple steps back without taking an attack of opportunity?
You would take an attack of opportunity, unfortunately, from the one that just hit you, but you know they are having a hard time aiming right now.
Honestly, I'm just going to stay where I am then. Don't even worry about it. I'm good. That's the end.
Zuri.
I want to shoot a baby spider.
Shoot a baby spider with advantage, please. So which spider were you aiming at? There's the one that was up by Sildwyn and hurt. There's the one that just got poisoned horribly. And there's one that looks fine if upset.
The one by Sildwyn so she can stop being paralyzed.
Unfortunately, it does not stop her paralysis. Fortunately, what it does is pierce this spider straight through the neck, and it just shudders and curls up and is no longer moving. Is there anything else you would like to do, Zuri?
You notch another arrow.
Elegance is going to move out of the range of... She's going to move. She cannot get in range of this without hitting Sildwyn. So she's going to look really apologetically at Sildwyn. And she is going to... Oh, no, it is a creature of your choice within range. So she does not hit Sildwyn with this, but she is within 5 feet of both of the other spiders. She will move over to get right next to the... remaining 2, and she will in Celestial. I believe you understand, B, and you understand, Jinx. She murmurs in Celestial under her breath just the phrase by the tides, and this just quietly just by the tides, and this, as she says it, this radiance erupts from her chest. one. She's using the spell Word of Radiance, but the first one will take 1 point of radiant damage. She did her best. So now that the spider that was not yet hurt is looking a little hurt. Not very hurt, but a little bit hurt.
Got Bruce.
Sildwyn, I believe you are unfortunately paralyzed.
I am still paralyzed. So once more, she shakes herself free of paralysis. She's just going to put her hands on her knees and go,
Jinx, there are two living spiders. One looks fairly bad. One looks a little singed.
I will use Sacred Flame again. So she'll take her holy symbol in her hand and she will point at the mostly dead spider.
They are unfortunately not affected by this radiant fire.
My flame puffs out. I hit my holy symbol a couple times to make sure it's working. A
couple of the leaves start jostling around, threatening to come free. The spiders, looking very bad, are kind of still skidding around. You realize the reason they're having so much trouble is that they seem to have absolutely no idea where you are. They are working off pure instinct. They seem to be completely blind. And one kind of just tries to lunge at you again, Sildwyn, and just kind of very confused because there used to be a very large dire wolf here and just lunges through the space you used to fill. The other one is going to go after Elegance because it hurt as she heard it and just horribly whiff.
I swear to God, if this thing paralyzes me again, I'm going to riot.
No, they are both having a very hard time seeming to get a grip on where you are as you all move around and are no longer where you used to be. Poppy.
Yes.
It is your turn. Once again, the spider you have hexed is dead. If you would like to move your hex, you may. Otherwise, you may do whatever you would like with your turn.
What are the statuses of the spiders right now?
One looks a little singed, not too bad. The other one does look extremely bad. It is not looking happy. It was very, very badly poisoned.
I'm going to look at the one that doesn't look that bad. And she will shift the hex she will take her hand and shift the hex over to that spider. And then she's just gonna scream really loud and primordial. None of you guys know what she says, but it basically sounds like a boulder hitting another boulder. And when she does this, she will take her sword, lift it up, and smack it down into the spider. And now there seems to be this kind of like energy around the spider, and it's making this kind of like soft booming every once in a while, and it sort of looks like light gray and light purple electricity static.
This static electricity, this kind of like potential, surrounds the spider, kind of threatening to go off if it moves. And fortunately, it's never going to go off because that spider is never going to move again. Which just leaves the last one, the one that you have already poisoned, B, is kind of sluggishly trying to move around and find someone right in front of you and doesn't seem to be fully cognizant of where anyone is at the moment.
B is just going to approach it and just say, God, rest, child. And she's just going to poison spray it again and just try to kill this stupid thing finally. Bee feels kind of bad. Little tear rolls down as she's trying to just murder this poor spider.
You poison it a little more and it kind of like screeches and jerks out from under your hand and kind of starts running in upset circles.
Oh, this is even worse. I made it worse somehow.
Zuri, it is your turn.
Zuri, look at Bee. She's like, are you really? You couldn't have killed the stupid thing?
I don't know.
And she's gonna pull back her arrow and let it loose on the spider that's running around in circles.
Roll to hit with advantage.
This poor thing.
It is running around in circles, and your arrow does just kind of like miss it as it runs past it, and just this upset great. And Ella,
Zuri's just gonna fling her hand out and go, are you freaking kidding me right now?
He's just gonna be like, what just happened?
I don't know.
Poor Elegance looks at this spider and looks back up the wall and looks at the spider for a moment and quietly says a couple words in Celestial, that same prayer. Oh, let's see if this thing passes. So it does go off and it does hit the spider, and the spider does seem to like shrivel and shrink against it, and then like the spider just stops and it's just like twitching one leg, just barely holding on, and it looks so upset.
This is devastating. I feel bad for it. All of a sudden I feel like it should have killed us. We busted into its house.
Sildwyn, please put this poor spider out of its misery.
Okay, Sildwyn's gonna put the spider out of its misery. She's just gonna use her shillelagh cantrip and smack it once and just kill the poor damn thing.
Please hit it.
She pulls out her staff and tries to hit this thing and just, like, whiffs it entirely. I don't know how the fuck she whiffs smacking a giant spider with her staff, but she whiffs it and just hits the ground instead. Good God.
I would like to put it out into the world that these things only have 12 HP. Please, you're the end of initiative order. Please don't let this thing have another turn.
Take a look around at everybody who's tried to, like, stomp or smack it, and she's just gonna be like, oh my god, this thing is ridiculous. She's gonna take her holy symbol that she, like, whacked a couple times in her hand, and she's gonna look at it, look at the spider, look at it, look at the spider, and cast Sacred Flame.
Oh, put this thing out of its misery.
I just want the entire spider to glow with a nice, peaceful, radiant everything and explode. Just like a little one. Not like boom, but just like
this spider does kind of burst apart and just not even curl up, just kind of slump onto the ground in pieces.
Oh,
and looking around, it is quiet in this space. You can still see lichen growing around you and growing further in.
Thanks for listening to Crit Like a Girl. Cover art by Chester Cat. Opening and closing music by Brian Dockery. Background music from Freesound, Incompetech, and Tabletop Audio. Follow us on Twitter at Crit Like a Girl. That's girl without the I. Don't forget to check out our Ko-Fi where you can support the show and your favorite adventurers. If you have any questions, suggestions, or recommendations, email us at critlikeagirlpod@gmail.com.